Delegates, good morning. Good morning, delegates. Please take your seats. We promised to start at 9:30. It is now 9:36. We will begin in 30 seconds. Delegates, we will resume our work on agenda item 5. We were discussing draft standards and proposed draft standards from the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruits and Vegetables. We had concluded our work on tree tomato, and we were close to concluding our work on chili pepper. I will ask the Codex Secretariat to refresh your minds about the status of our discussions when we recessed last night. And I ask Ms. Briscoe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, there were a few changes. One relates to the labeling section to make the labeling more flexible in relation to the level of pungency. And also we made an editorial amendment just to delete the reference to presentation in bulk for consistency with the previous decision of the Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetable that these provisions should be deleted throughout the standard. Thank you.
Thank you to the Secretariat. Are there any other comments on this proposed draft standard for chili peppers? UNECE, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. UNEC would be pleased to see the standard for fresh chili peppers adopted by the Codex Alimentarius Commission at Step 5-8. This standard has been under discussion at the UNEC for several years. In May this year, the UNEC Specialized Section on Standardization of Fresh Fruit and Vegetables converted the text of the Codex standard into the UNEC standard layout, reviewed it, and submitted it to the Working Party for adoption as a recommendation for a trial period of 1 year. This trial period of 1 year would allow countries to clarify some technical provisions, for example, 2 or 3% allowances for skin defects for classes 1 and 2, to check the botanical names of the species covered by the standard, with a view to harmonizing the UNEC text with that of CCFFV, as well as to verifying the methods for testing pungency. Based on the feedback that will be received from countries, the standard will be revisited by the specialized section in May 2012, and the results will be presented to the Codex Committee on Fresh Fruit and Vegetables for consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, UNECE. Are there any other comments? I see no flags. Therefore, the Commission adopts the proposed draft standard for chili peppers at Step 5-8 with the changes that have been mentioned. Thank you very much. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Food Labeling. The first text we consider is the draft revision of the guidelines on nutrition labeling. Are there any comments on this text? Malaysia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia's comments are in CRD 4. Malaysia maintains the position that trans fatty acids should be labelled together with fats and saturated fats in section 3212 of the guidelines. Indeed, this is the appropriate way of labelling fats and fatty acids to provide consumers information on the actual fatty acid profile of foods. Hence, Malaysia does not support the adoption of this draft revision of the guidelines on nutrition labelling with regards to the labelling of trans fatty acids only as a footnote in section 3214. The negative health impacts of trans fatty acids have been well established, and the call of the global strategy on diet, physical activity and health to reduce the intake of trans fatty acids bears testimony to this. Malaysia believes that several issues pertaining to trans fatty acids remain unresolved as the 39th session of the Committee on Food Labelling had discussed, among others, the possible review of the definition of trans fatty acids by the Committee on Nutrition Food for Specially Dietary Users and the establishment of nutrient content claims related to trans fatty acids. The 39th session of the CCFL was informed that WHO is undertaking a review of trans fatty acids this year. I quote paragraph 190 of the report. The representative also informed the committee that WHO reviewed new scientific data periodically and WHO anticipates taking up the topic of trans fatty acids this year. Madam Chair, in view of these pending discussions and review, Malaysia proposes that the Commission defers the adoption of trans fatty acid labelling and returns it to the CCFL and hold the discussion regarding the declaration of trans fatty acids at step 7 for further deliberations, pending the outcomes of those reviews mentioned before. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. I would like to turn to the representative from WHO to provide some additional information on the matter raised by the delegate from Malaysia. WHO, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to make some clarification on the statement just made by the delegation of Malaysia regarding the work WHO is undertaking on the trans fatty acid. As it was extensively discussed at the committee CCFL, the scientific updates of this trans fatty acid was undertaken in 2007 and 2008 joint FAO-WHO expert consultation on fats and fatty acid has drawn quite a bit of evidence related to trans fatty acid and health, the health impact of the trans fatty acid, drawn largely from the 2007 scientific updates. The one clarification we would like to make is the statement made about the current ongoing work in WHO on the review. The current review is not trans fatty acid per se, but we are undertaking the systematic reviews of the health impact of the levels and the threshold of total fat, not at trans fatty acid. I just wanted to make that clarification on this. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Speaking as Chair of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling, simply to inform the Commission that this issue was significantly discussed in the deliberations of the Codex Committee on Food Labelling, and the committee conclusion, which is reflected in the report, took account of the information presented by the WHO representative, as well as the intervention of Malaysia, but recognized that in the context of intakes, that trans fatty acids were not a public health concern in all jurisdictions, hence the approach that the committee proposes in the draft currently under consideration. And so for the consideration of the committee, I simply wanted to clarify the debate at CCFL. Thank you.
Thank you. Canada, are there any other comments on this matter? Malaysia, again.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We find it rather surprising that the report of the session, as in the report, as paragraph 190, seems to be different from what we heard, the clarification that we heard from the representative from the WHO, Madam Chair. Thank you.
NHF, please. Thank you, Malaysia. NHF, we will hear from them.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I don't know if we can say it any better than the delegation in Malaysia already did, but we definitely support Malaysia and its efforts to return this matter to step seven with the CCFL committee and hope this commission will do that. Thank you.
Thank you. NHF, European Union, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The European Union wishes to underline that the public health relevance of trans fatty acid varies all over the world and that the footnote which was agreed at the level of the committee allows countries to adapt their policy according to their situation. It is, however, clear that any new scientific element may lead to a reconsideration of the issue in the future. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that very clear explanation of Codex standard policy, European Union. Are there any other comments on this matter? I see no flags, in which case I suggest that we adopt this report, adopt this draft revision of the guidelines at step 8, and note the reservation of Malaysia, if Malaysia would like that to be done. Malaysia, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Malaysia would like to record our reservations on the decision. In addition, we also request that our first intervention be recorded in the report of this meeting, and we shall provide a copy of the intervention to the Secretariat. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Malaysia. We will record your intervention. Next, let's move to the proposed draft compilation of Codex texts relevant to labeling of foods derived from modern biotechnology, a text with which we are all very well acquainted, having lived with it for, well, 15 or 16 years. And I call on the government of the delegation of Canada.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Again, speaking as chair of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, simply to draw the attention of the Commission as they consider this particular text, that subsequent to the deliberations at CCFL, some delegations had noted an opportunity for further clarification with respect to footnote 1. And for the benefit of the Commission and its consideration, I would draw attention, therefore, that the proposal would be that footnote 1 would read, "For a definition of modern biotechnology, see the principles for the risk analysis of foods derived from modern biotechnology." And this clarification, which would insert the term "for a definition of modern biotechnology," is intended to make the first footnote more clear. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Canada. It seems that that editorial clarification could be accepted. Are there any objections? I see none. European Union, are you objecting? European Union, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We strongly support the final adoption of this document, and this is a clear example which demonstrates that facilitation could be a useful tool for consensus building when used properly and in a transparent way. We also totally support the proposal for the modification of footnote 1 as proposed by the Chair of the Committee. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Yes, this, the adoption of this text, which, and seeing no further flags, I conclude that we can adopt this text at step 5-8. Having done that now, I would like to commend the delegation of Canada and particularly the chair of this committee for taking the approach of using facilitation, a facilitated discussion, to bring the parties, bring parties that have long held differing positions together to find a solution. I believe in Codex we are increasingly recognizing the strength, the power of such an approach, and the Commission owes this committee, that committee, which of course, I mean, the chair's role is important, but the committee members are important in finding this solution. Do I see the flag of Canada?
Thank you, Madam Chair. And simply to add to your point, I tremendously appreciate the sense of appreciation that you've expressed to the work that I did. But I do want to note that none of this would have worked if the delegations had not been prepared to try something new and different. And so I want to add my commendation to yours for all delegations in terms of working towards a solution on what has been a thorny issue for Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Yes, this is a good step forward for Codex. It is a good day. Thank you very much. We move next to the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for the Near East and its proposed draft regional code of practice for street-vended foods. This proposal is before us at step 5-8. Are there any comments, please? The Secretariat has information for you to consider. Secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Yes, in subsequent discussions, we noted as this is a code of hygienic practice, it should be looked at by the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, which was not the case because of time constraints. So in order not to delay the adoption of this code, we thought that the best possibility would be to hold it at step 8, to adopt it at step 5, hold it at step 8. That would give the opportunity to the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene to look at it and to make any comments if necessary. If they're extensive comments, it might have to go back to the Near East Committee. If not, it can be adopted at the next Commission session at step 8. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Secretary. Tunisia, please.
شكراً سيد الرئيس. نحن نوافق ما تم اقتراحه في اللجنة التنفيذية على أساس تمرير هذه المدونة التي أخذت من الوقت الكثير. وهناك توصية من اللجنة التنفيذية في دورتها السابقة لإتمام العمل خلال سنة 2011. وطبعاً إذا أخذنا مقترح الأمانة أي تمرير المشروع في الخطوة الخامسة فسنضطر لسنتين آخرين وإرجاع المشروع إلى لجنة الشرق الأدنى، وهو ما لا نبتغيه. لذلك نقترح إذا مكنتنا الإجراءات الدستور الغذائي من ذلك أن نعمل باقتراح اللجنة التنفيذية، وذلك بتمرير هذا المشروع في الخطوة 5/8 إلى لجنة النظافة قصد إبداء الرأي، وإذا كانت هناك ملاحظات من لجنة النظافة فحينئذ يمكن إرجاعه إلى لجنة الشرق الأدنى لمداولة وإرجاعه للجنة، وإذا ليست هناك ملاحظات من طرف لجنة النظافة فأننا نقترح أن تمرره هذه اللجنة المختصة إلى الهيئة في السنة المقبلة قصد الاعتماد في الخطوة الثامنة. شكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. Are there any comments on this proposed draft regional code of practice? I see no flags. I suggest what we do then is, as the Secretariat has suggested, we adopt at step 5, hold at step 8, send the code to Food Hygiene for endorsement. If the comments of Food Hygiene are not extensive, the code will come back to this commission and be adopted next year at step 8. If the comments of Food Hygiene are extensive, this may require reconsideration by the Committee on the Near East, Coordinating Committee for the Near East. But this seems to be the best way forward, allowing for the endorsement procedure to take place as it has for all regional codes for street-vended foods. And we would adopt at step 5 and hold it at step 8, send it to Food Hygiene for endorsement. Can the committee agree? Tunisia.
شكرا سيدنا رئيس. عفوا لم أفهم إذا سيتم تمرير المشروع إلى هيئة النظافة في خطوته 5 أو في هل سيتم شكرا سيد الرئيس. أتساءل، لم أفهم الخلاصة سيد الرئيس، هل أن المشروع سيتم تمريره إلى لجنة النظافة في خطوته 5/8 أم سيمرر في الخطوة 5؟ لأن إذا تم تمريره في الخطوة 5 فكأننا قررنا إعادته إلى لجنة التنسيق. شكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. Let me try to explain. It is held at the Commission at step 8. It is at step 8. And it is in that category that it will be reviewed by Food Hygiene. Okay. Okay, very good. Then I conclude that is what we will do. We have concluded what we will do with the draft regional code of practice for street-vended foods. It is adopted at step 5, held by the Commission at step 8, and will be sent to Committee on Food Hygiene for endorsement. Next, please turn to the proposed draft regional standard for harissa, hot red pepper paste, also from the Coordinating Committee for the Near East. Are there any comments on this proposed draft regional standard? Thank you very much. I see no flags. I note for you, CC, the Executive Committee's recommendation was to adopt this standard, the draft standard, without the methods of analysis section and send to Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, Codex Committee on Food Additives, and Codex Committee on Food Labeling for endorsement. Can the Commission accept this conclusion? I see no flags. We adopt it with those qualifications. Next, we turn to the proposed draft regional standard for halwa tahinia. Are there any comments? I see no flags. I suggest the Commission accept the recommendations of the Executive Committee, which is to adopt this standard without the, I'm sorry, Tunisia.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. بالنسبة لي هذا المشروع طبعا نؤيد اقتراح اللجنة التنفيذية ولكن بعد الاجتماع الذي ضم الأعضاء الحاضرين في هذه الهيئة هناك بعض الاقتراحات لتنقيح على مستوى هذه المواصفة باقتراح من مصر سنمد الأمانة خلال هذه الأيام ببعض التعديلات الطفيفة في هذه المواصفة مع اعتمادها طبعا باتفاق مع جميع الأعضاء الحاضرين. شكرا.
Tunisia, thank you for your intervention calling our attention to this matter. If the changes are to be made, then this body needs to hear them. They are, I believe, in the written comments from Egypt. Is that correct? Are they the written comments from Egypt? Tunisia.
بالنسبة للتعليقات قدمها وفد مصر ولكن الإشكال هو في ترجمة في النسخة الإنجليزية والنسخة العربية التي هناك تفاوت في ما بينها لأن لم نجد الوقت في خلال الدورة إعطاء نسخة عربية متكاملة بالنسبة للنسخة الإنجليزية في هذه المواصفة. شكرا.
Thank you, Tunisia. There seems to be some confusion about what exactly the proposals are here. So what I would propose to the Commission is that we work no more on this text right now. We just hold it right here, and we move on in the agenda. When those confusions are worked out, we will come back when we have a clear way forward. All right. Now we move to part two. And the first, and I will turn the microphone to the secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is with regard to the text submitted by the Committee on Food Additives on the amendment to the food additive provision for antioxidants and preservative of food category 04.1.2.2, dry fruits of the GSFA. The first thing I want to underline is that there is a mistake in the working document CX/CAC 11/34/3, which refer to paragraph 136, appendix 13 of the report of the CCFA. This reference should be paragraph 26. Apologies for this. The second issue I want to raise that there is a consequential amendment, and this amendment is consequential to the decision of this commission to adopt the standard for desiccated coconut. And because of this decision of the commission, the note 135 that was submitted to this commission for adoption should be revised to read as follows. Except for use in dried apricots at 2,000 milligram kilo, bleached raisins at 1,500 milligram kilo, desiccated coconut at 200 milligram kilo, and coconut from which oil has been partially extracted at 50 milligram kilo. This is consistent with the text of the standard for desiccated coconut. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Secretariat. I hope that is clear to all delegates. And I will now ask whether there are any comments on the amendments to food additive provisions for antioxidants and preservatives of food category dried fruits of the GSFA. Saudi Arabia on this point.
السعودية لن تحدد تتناقش بهذه النقطة ولكن النقطة السابقة لقد حاولت رفع اللوحة وأخذ فرصة بالكلام ولكن لم تعطوني فرصة للتحدث بخصوص مواصفة الحلاوة الطحينية فقط هذا كان رأيي لأن كررت رفع اللوحة للتدخل وإبداء الرأي ولكن لم تعطوني فرصة هل ممكن أن أتكلم عن الحلاوة الطحينية في النقطة السابقة بالنسبة للملاحظات التي وصلت الحلاوة الطحينية لقد أخذت الحلاوة الطحينية المشروع
Saudi Arabia, pardon me for interrupting you, but I would urge you to consult with Tunisia and the Secretariat as they are discussing the very same issue, and perhaps your concerns can be resolved as in that discussion. If not, when we come back to Halwa Tahinia, we will listen to your comment. But please consult with your fellow members of the region on this regional standard. It's not that we don't wish to take your comment, we do, but I think there may be a way to address it if you make sure you talk to Tunisia. Okay, Saudi Arabia.
لقد تناقشت مع تونس ومع الزملاء في اللجنة جميعهم وكان رأينا في الموضوع هذا أنها اعتماد المواصفة وإذا كان هناك ملاحظات ممكن تعديلها مستقبلا ولقد تناقشت سابقا كما قلت
Thank you, Saudi Arabia. If there are no other comments, then I believe we have adopted the amendments to the food additive provisions for antioxidants and preservatives, dried fruits of the GSFA. And we are ready to move to the amendment of Section 4, carryover of food additives in the preamble of the GSFA. Are there any comments? I see no flags. Very good. Then this commission has adopted the amendment to Section 4, carryover of food additives of the preamble of the General Standard for Food Additives. Next, we take amendments to the explanatory notes on the layout of the INS, the International Numbering System, Section 1, Class Names and International Numbering System for Food Additives. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. We adopt these amendments. We move next to the Codex Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling. And the first item for our consideration, the one from this committee, is the methods of analysis in Codex standards at different steps. Are there any comments? I see Colombia. I see Hungary.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. We received some comments from Argentine on some editorial corrections, and we have checked them and are all agreed. So I would like the Secretariat to take them into account and make the correct version in the text. Thank you very much for the comments for Argentine. Very good work.
Thank you, Hungary, and thank you, Argentina. Are there any other comments? Colombia, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Nosotros habíamos enviado unas observaciones, no sé qué tratamiento le habrán dado en el comité sobre métodos de análisis en lo referente a aguas minerales naturales. El comentario tiene que ver con la metodología propuesta y estábamos proponiendo de que se incluyera otro método, especialmente de espectrofotometría de absorción atómica, dado que nuestras empresas no cuentan con la metodología sugerida originalmente.
Thank you, Columbia. In this case, I will turn to the chair of the committee and ask for his reflections on discussions in the committee and, in particular, the proposal from Columbia and how it is being introduced to this commission at this point in time. Hungary, please.
Thank you very much. Madam Chair, this issue was discussed at the last meeting, and all the methods which were submitted for considerations were considered, and some of them include the detection methods requested by Columbia, but if they have other collaboratively studied methods which meet the performance criteria set by the committee or meet the other standard requirements, then the next section will be considered. But without a concrete proposal, the committee cannot go further. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hungary. Commission delegates, what is being explained here is that at this late stage in a consideration of a document, a new addition cannot be made at the Commission. There is always the opportunity in Codex, as our standards are flexible, to go back and reconsider new methods as new science becomes available, or any new issue as new science becomes available. So, Colombia, we would urge you to bring these ideas to the next meeting of the CCMAS, as suggested by the chair. I hope you can accept that explanation, Colombia. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any other comments on this item? I see no flags. Therefore, the Commission adopts the methods of analysis and Codex standards at different steps. And we move now to the Codex Committee on Fish and Fishery Products. Amendment to the preamble of Section 6 concerning aquaculture products in the Code of Practice for Fish and Fishery Products. Are there any comments, please? I see no comments. We will adopt the amendment to the preamble of Section 6 concerning aquaculture products of the Code of Practice for Fish and Fishery Products. Thank you, delegates. We are now prepared to move to Table 3 in this agenda item. And having heard no comments on the one item on bovine somatotropin, we will move to consideration of the draft MRLs for ractopamine in cattle and pig tissues. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora Presidente. Solamente queremos hacer ver una inquietud sistémica en este tema de la somatotrofina referente al proceso del Códex. Esta norma está retenida por más de 10 años y la verdad es que entendemos que hay un respaldo científico confirmado. Está la evaluación de IECFA y llevamos 10 años sin que hayan cambios. No se condice con tener un plan estratégico. No se condice con la agilidad normativa. Estamos preocupados de que proliferan las normas privadas. Sin embargo, este es un mal ejemplo del proceso normativo del Codex Alimentarius. Entendemos que puede no haber tiempo en esta reunión, pero queremos el compromiso de la Comisión para que en la próxima reunión podamos abordar el tema este en general, el tema sistémico del Codex y el por qué se ha demorado tanto esta norma. Gracias, señora Presidenta.
Thank you, Chile. You are quite correct in observing that this standard has been held at step 8, by my calculation, for 12 years. It has been 12 years since there has been any discussion at all on this standard, and obviously it seems clear to me that it now is not the time to do that. I would hazard to guess that many of the delegates in this room were not present at the time that this standard, draft standard, was first considered 12 years ago. If I hear a proposal that this issue be considered next year or 2 years hence, then the Commission can decide that. But I believe we are not in a position to have an informed discussion of this item this year. No one is prepared to have a discussion of this item. So may I have a proposal, Chile?
Sí, señora presidenta. Exactamente era la propuesta, era que en la próxima reunión se priorizara este tema, dado que ha pasado este tiempo y seguramente no esperamos que nuestros nietos solucionen el problema en 10 años más. Esa es la propuesta que usted misma ha dicho, que queremos que en la próxima reunión se priorice este tema. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you. Sorry, delegates, for that momentary pause. It's important for you all to remember that this draft MRL for bovine somatotropin will remain held at step 8, and it will be at that point that the Commission discusses it next year. That is the proposal of Chile. Are there any comments or objections to this conclusion? Cuba, you have a comment on this particular matter?
Sí, gracias, señora presidenta. Cuba apoya lo que ha expresado la delegación de Chile, lo suscribe de manera total, y quisiera proponer que por el tiempo transcurrido y porque parece que el tema es complejo, y que tenemos que darle esta solución, que se pueda sugerir que CODEX cree un grupo de expertos y un grupo de trabajo a partir de esta comisión, que se exprese sobre esto y que traiga respuestas el próximo año, como hemos hecho con otros muchos temas, porque nos preocupa que el próximo año estemos en la misma circunstancia y entonces sería muy perjudicial para los propios mecanismos de CODEX. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Cuba. What I can propose is that the Secretariat will prepare a paper that reviews carefully the history of this item, the issues discussed, the decisions reached, and the chronology of all events that brought bovine somatotropin to the point of being held at step 8. That will be distributed as part of the in background documentation for this item, and all delegates will have it before the Commission next year. That should give you an opportunity to inform yourselves as to the information that is complete and up to date. All right. Thank you very much. Are there any other comments on this item? Egypt, is your comment on this item?
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. نتمنى أن نثني على جهودكم المخلصة في حل مثل هذه المشكلة في خلال العام القادم إن شاء الله، ونرجو من الله أن يوفق الهيئة إلى الوصول إلى حل مناسب. ومصر تتمنى أن يضاف إلى هذا الموضوع ما يخص أيضا الجمال باعتبار أنها أحد الحيوانات التي تستخدم بكمية كثيرة في الوطن العربي، فنأمل أن تضاف أيضا إلى الماشية والأبقار في مثل هذا الموضوع بصفة خاصة ليعرض في العام القادم أيضا بإذن الله. شكرا سيدة الرئيس.
Thank you very much, Egypt. Indeed, many, many people believe that camel milk is the food of the future. However, your idea, your request for consideration of camel milk in the context of bovine somatotropin needs to be brought to the relevant committee, in this case CCR-VDF. So please take that idea to the committee for discussion. It cannot be part of the discussion next year. Thank you, Egypt. Now, are there any other comments on this particular item? Very well. I see no more flags. We will proceed as we have described and anticipate an interesting discussion next year at the Commission. We now turn to consideration of the draft maximum residue levels for ractopamine in cattle and pig tissues. And I would like to begin by recalling for the Commission that last year, after many difficult and sincere discussions, a lot of work at the Commission last year, early morning sessions, evening sessions, still failing to find a consensus, but still hoping to find a way forward, the Commission decided to establish a group called Friends of the Chair. Friends of the Chair is a technique that is used commonly in the WTO. It's used in FAO. It's used in many other United Nations organizations. It had just never been used before in Codex. The Commission agreed to establish a Friends of the Chair with the purpose of carrying out informal discussions in an attempt to find possible solutions for the lack of consensus we have on this matter. The countries who were members of Friends of the Chair are Brazil, Canada, China, the European Union, Ghana, Japan, Mexico, Norway, South Africa, Tunisia, the United States, the International Federation for Animal Health, and Consumers International. The group met, and I can tell you that virtually all members attended virtually all sessions, which was an indication of real commitment to this process. We met three times in Mexico, in Brussels, and in Beijing, and one final time just this past Sunday. We established an agreement for the way we would work. We would work in various ways, in groups all together, in subgroups called caucuses. We encouraged free exchange of ideas among groups, and that work proceeded, I think, with virtual unanimity of opinion among the friends of the chair very well. You see the results of the discussions. We have two proposals, one favoring adoption and one calling for discontinuation of work. What these two proposals do not tell you is that during those discussions, many, many creative ideas were put forward. These were discussions, as many members of the Friends said, unlike any they had ever taken part in Codex. They were more open, they were more frank, more honest than any discussions they'd ever taken part in. The place we are now, considering the, we have these two proposals from the Friends of the Chair, which put us at the same, put us essentially where we were last year. But before turning to that discussion, I must tell you that I am aware that there is a member of the Friends of the Chair group that feels that the process of our working was, in one instance, not transparently carried out. I regret to have to tell you this because, in my opinion, we strove always to maintain transparency and balance. Caucuses took place among various members many times. Emails were exchanged among various members and not shared with all members many times. I am not entirely clear why, on this particular instance, there is a concern, but I would like to, I felt I needed to share this with you, as you are quite possibly going to hear it, and I want to assure you that in my approach to this discussion, as I have said to you many times before, I have no personal interest in this issue. Many of you I know are concerned about why we spend so much time on ractopamine. It's only one animal drug. The reason is that ractopamine is that the discussion about this drug is in a way a referendum on the way Codex works. You have heard concerns discussed about the influence of national legislation and national interests on Codex decision making and its possible distortion of Codex decision making. My personal concern all along has been on this issue, as on every other issue I have dealt with in the 6 years you have seen me in this chair, is to defend the core principles of Codex. I have done my best to be fair, to be unbiased, and to be balanced. And I ask you to hear my words. We come to the point now of considering this issue, draft MRLs for ractopamine. They are before you, held at step 8, with the question of adoption. I see the flag of Ghana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Ghana was honored to be part of the Friends of the Chair, which was set up by this commission and charged with the mandate to carry out informal discussions on possible solutions for the ractopamine MRLs, with a focus on risk management questions. Participation in the FOTC has been quite illuminating and brought to the fore some of the critical issues confronting the Codex Alimentarius Commission. It was our expectation that the onerous task assigned to the Friends of the Chair will result in a resolution of the issues around ractopamine. Unfortunately, following the work of the FOTC, this commission is saddled with two positions, similar to where we were last year, and this we consider as a great disappointment. Ghana and the members of the Codex Committee for Africa, in considering the issues, believes that the tenets upon which Codex functions, that is science, consensus, and transparency, should be strongly guarded. We recognize the need to follow Codex processes during the development of Codex standards and related tests. We believe that this has been done in the case of ractopamine, and therefore recommend for adoption the MRLs for ractopamine in muscle, fat, liver, and kidney in pig and cattle tissues. However, it is important for the Commission to address all concerns associated with the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, Ghana. Philippines, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair. The Philippines supports the recommendation of CCRBDF to adopt the MRLs of ractopamine in cattle and pigs' muscle, liver, kidney, and fat for the following justifications. First, ractopamine has been widely used by farms of all sizes in the Philippines. That includes the commercial and even the backyard farms for 11 years now, Madam Chair. Second, Philippines is doing its very best to work on Codex, for it is based on science and built in trust. With sincerity, Madam Chair, Philippines fully recognize and give its full respect and honor to JECFA, which is composed of international experts coming from different countries, by repeatedly confirming the safety of the proposed MRLs as it appears in its 2004, 2006, and 2010 evaluation of ractopamine. Madam Chair, non-adoption of the MRLs would undermine the integrity of JECFA, which is contrary to risk analysis principles Codex has agreed to follow in the establishment of standards. Thirdly, Madam Chair, Since food safety issues in relation to ractopamine has been lengthily discussed and have been supported by strong science proven by JAGPA. But what is important now is on the issue of food security. Alleviation of hunger is a basic human right, and depriving people of free flow of safe food is an ethical concern for the Philippines. Failure of ractopamine's adoption today might threaten food security, for the industry will be producing lesser meat to eat. We fully recognize the safety of ractopamine. Madam Chair, our people have the right to life and security. They have also the right to health and fundamental right to claim. Philippines likewise support JAGPA in recognizing the consumption of lung tissue as a specific issue where specific risk management measure may need to be considered, as stipulated in FAO JAGPA monograph pages 49-50. The Codex Alimentarius Commission members have enough or thorough discussion regarding ractopamine. And Madam Chair, may we request that a final decision be made this 34th session of CAC family. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines, and delegations, as we move forward on discussion of this, and I thank the Philippines for acknowledging the two-minute limit. Please observe the time clock. Next on my list, I have Panama. Panama, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. Bueno, después de lo dicho por Ghana e Indonesia, no tengo más que añadir. Apoyamos la adopción de este límite para ractopamina, pues ha sido ya evaluada extensamente por JAGPA. Suficiente evidencia científica existe para apoyar esta recomendación del comité de que sea adoptado. Gracias.
Thank you, Panama. Next, I have Canada. Canada, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Canada would like to acknowledge the efforts made by all delegations to support finding a consensus around the adoption of the ractopamine MRLs for cattle and pig tissues, including those efforts held under the auspices of the Friends of the Chair. Canada remains committed to working with all members of the Commission towards such consensus and to sustain our collective efforts in developing science-based standards and in maintaining the integrity of the Codex standard-setting process. We note that the standard for ractopamine MRLs currently before us for consideration is supported by a sound scientific assessment conducted by JAGPA, our expert body, which accounted for the latest data available, including those that were submitted by the Popular Republic of China in 2009. The overall assessment concluded to the safety of these MRLs. We also note that CCRVDF has reviewed all factors that are deemed relevant in our risk management considerations within the Codex mandate. Madam Chair, this standard is needed. It is needed to support countries in accessing a safe and efficacious substance used in food production, to protect consumers' health globally, and ensure fair practices in the food trade. Canada, therefore, calls on all its fellow members of the Commission to follow the recommendations of CCRVDF and adopt with no further delay these ractopamine MRLs. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Canada. Next on my list is Papua New Guinea.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I basically like to endorse earlier speakers, earlier the delegation from Philippines, Panama, and Canada. Chair, Papua New Guinea is a developing country, and it's awake on Food safety, domestic and international trade is based on codex standards, which we have adopted. And we maintain that decision making should be based on solidly on science, so that the institution and scientific integrity of a codex remains intact. We appreciate the comprehensive scientific assessment and exhaustive evaluation of the MRLs of rectopium by JECFA. And we also recognize the tremendous effort of the friends of the chair. PNG, therefore, supports the adoption of the MROs for rectopium. Thank you.
Thank you, Papua New Guinea. Next on my list is Switzerland.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Dans vos mots d'introduction, vous avez laissé entendre qu'il y avait eu une certaine intransparence dans le processus qui a mené à une facilitation pour obtenir une décision. Notre délégation ne dispose malheureusement d'aucun commentaire ou d'aucun document qui pourrait nous donner l'impression que soit ce processus était transparent, soit qu'il était intransparent. Donc nous aimerions avoir plus d'informations à ce sujet, puisque vous l'avez relevé, il doit y avoir une grande transparence dans le processus qui mène à la décision. Et à l'heure actuelle, nous sommes déjà en train de traiter le contenu, alors que la forme qui a mené à cette décision n'a pas été discutée. Nous aimerions avoir une clarification quant au processus et la transparence, puisqu'il y a eu certains doutes exprimés. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Switzerland. I don't believe I said that there had been a lack of transparency. I do not believe there has been. And I don't believe that most of the friends of the chair members do believe that. I'm aware that there is a member that feels that is the case. We are not here in the Commission to discuss, as we would not discuss, the whole process of a committee meeting. This is an informal process, the friends of the chair. And the purpose of our discussion now is to carry out the job before us, which is to reach a decision on adoption or non-adoption of these MRLs. That is the work before us, and we shouldn't be distracted by other questions. We need to carry out the work of this commission. That is my answer, Switzerland. Next on my list, I have Costa Rica.
Gracias, señora presidenta. El Códex Alimentario se basa en el principio de análisis de riesgo y los datos científicos para soportar el examen de la información pertinente a fin de asegurar la inocuidad de los alimentos. Habiendo dicho esto, nuestra delegación quiere llamar la atención de que este medicamento veterinario ha sido evaluado por el JECFA en las reuniones 40, 62 y 66. Y en todas ellas ha reiterado el mismo IDA y los mismos LMRs. Además, de acuerdo a nuestra información, a la información reciente que fue evaluada en el 2010, una vez más un grupo de expertos concluyó que el MR es compatible con el IDA y no fueron identificados en ninguno de estos problemas para la salud de los consumidores. Entonces, por tanto, Costa Rica pide vehementemente que los límites, el MRR, LMR de la ractopamina sea aprobado para seguir siendo consecuentes con los principios fundamentales del Códex. Gracias, señora Presidenta.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Next on my list is Zambia.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, to allow Zambia to speak. Zambia would like to highlight the benefit of adopting the MRILs for ractopamine from an importing and a developing country's point of view. Zambia's position is similar to the comments in CRD2 from Papua Guinea, New Guinea, and Jamaica. Papua New Guinea states that since Australia is the biggest trading partner in beef and pork, it will only be appropriate for Papua New Guinea to support the adoption of ractopamine MRILs since they are already importing such product. Jamaica has similar views as Papua New Guinea. They indicate that although they do not use ractopamine in beef or pork production, they import pork from Canada, which, like Australia, has approved MRIL for ractopamine. Madam Chair, Zambia too imports beef and pork from abroad. We would like to ensure that what we are importing is safe, especially since JECFA has reviewed ractopamine many times and has found it safe. I urge the other developing country in this room to think about the benefit to all of us in having MRILs for ractopamine that have been scientifically arrived at and endorsed by JECFA. The recommended MRIL standards for muscle, fat, liver, and kidney should be adopted now, as multiple JECFA assessments have come to the same conclusion regarding these MRILs. In truth, there will be an important benefit for developing countries and developed countries alike, since we all be using approved MRILs that will ensure that beef, pork are safe and is imported as the safe food. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Zambia. European Union, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. La position de l'Union européenne sur la question des limites maximum de résidus pour la ractopamine est connue, et je voudrais profiter ici de cette occasion pour faire le point sur les différentes actions entreprises. L'an dernier, nous avons décidé tous ensemble de lancer le processus du groupe des Amis de la Présidence pour explorer les solutions possibles et faire des propositions à la Commission du Codex. L'Union européenne s'est engagée de façon positive et constructive dans ce mécanisme.
Thank you, European Union. I think you may be getting ahead of the interpreter. So if you could speak a little slower, please. Thank you.
L'Union européenne s'est engagée de façon positive et constructive dans ce mécanisme en mettant sur la table des propositions innovantes, allant même jusqu'à héberger une réunion alors que la défense de nos intérêts aurait plutôt suggéré une attitude passive et attentiste dans la mesure où le statu quo nous convenait parfaitement. Après des débuts prometteurs et de nombreux aspects positifs, notamment au niveau des relations humaines entre les participants, un certain nombre d'irrégularités dans la conduite du processus des Amis de la Présidence sont apparues. Le moins que l'on puisse dire, c'est que la transparence, l'objectivité et la neutralité n'étaient pas toujours au rendez-vous. Pourtant, nous sommes convaincus des mérites de la facilitation en tant qu'outil d'élaboration du consensus. L'expérience conduite par le comité sur l'étiquetage étant d'ailleurs là pour le démontrer. Maintenant, il nous faut oublier les errements du passé et regarder vers le futur. Néanmoins, il est clair qu'il n'y a pas de consensus sur cette question. Le Codex, en tant que gestionnaire du risque, prend en compte la science, mais aussi d'autres éléments selon les principes de l'analyse des risques que nous avons tous ensemble adoptés et qui sont repris dans notre manuel de procédure. Ils doivent par conséquent constituer notre fil conducteur. S'agissant de la crédibilité du Codex, notre position est fondée sur l'analyse des risques. Elle considère donc la science, mais aussi d'autres éléments quand c'est approprié. Nous pensons également qu'en ce qui concerne la crédibilité du Codex, les textes adoptés sur la base du consensus sont les seuls crédibles. Comment une norme rejetée par plus de 70% des producteurs et des consommateurs de par le monde pourrait apparaître comme étant crédible? Enfin, Madame la Présidente, nous plaçons le consommateur au centre de nos préoccupations, avant les intérêts économiques de tel ou tel secteur, ce qui, à notre sens, va dans le sens de la crédibilité du Codex. Revenons maintenant sur notre position. Nous considérons que l'arrêt des travaux s'impose sur un tel sujet pour lequel le consensus n'est pas atteint. Dans le cadre du groupe des amis de la présidence, nous avons néanmoins proposé une approche consistant à suspendre les travaux pendant une durée permettant de trouver une réponse aux préoccupations qui barrent le chemin de l'adoption. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much. European Union, Côte d'Ivoire, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. La Côte d'Ivoire soutient les argumentaires développés par ceux qui souhaitent l'adoption d'une norme et ajoute que l'absence des normes est le plus grand danger qui menace les consommateurs. Et ensuite, cela peut ouvrir la voie au développement des normes privées qui, on le sait, constituent également un danger pour le commerce international. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Côte d'Ivoire. Mexico, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. México apoya la adopción de los límites máximos de residuos para la ractopamina en músculo, grasa, hígado y riñón para puerco y ganado, ya que la evidencia científica ha demostrado claramente y en varias ocasiones que no existe un riesgo para la salud de los consumidores. Gracias.
Thank you, Mexico. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, first of all, I'd like to thank you for chairing the Friends of the Chair. Brazil was honored to participate on all four meetings of this group in trying to reach a consensus on this matter. Madam Chair, we'd like to say that, according to the FAO, the number of undernourished people in the world remains unacceptably high, at close to 1 billion in 2010. The FAO also predicts that the world food production has to increase by 70% to match the demand in 2050. Codex, as a FAO organization, should favor any technology whose safety is scientifically proven, that improves food security levels and helps to face an increasing world food demand. Madam Chair, both from the scientific point of view and in regard to the Codex procedural rules, there is no reason not to adopt ractopamine MRLs. JECFA has exhaustively reviewed studies in order to prove the safety of these MRLs, and CCRVDF has followed all steps concerning risk management. Many countries have expressed here and at the WTO SPS committee that the delays in the approval of a standard that has followed all Codex steps will result in many risks. A risk for the role of JECFA, a risk of discouraging the participation of Codex member countries, and even worse, Madam Chair, a risk for the future role of Codex as a credible multilateral standard-setting body. Madam Chair, the price of the lack of decisions shall not be paid by countries that support Codex. What's at stake here is not only the approval of MRLs for a particular substance. We are also deciding whether the scientific principle is the basis of Codex Alimentarius or not. We're also deciding about the relevance of JECFA for the Codex process. By adopting this standard, Madam Chair, we'll be avoiding unfair trade barriers and the consolidation of pieces of legislation without scientific justification. These are the reasons why Brazil strongly supports the immediate adoption of the standards. Thank you.
Thank you. Brazil, next on my list is Tonga.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tonga is with the view that the free JECFA risk assessments in 2004, 2006, and 2010 have consistently affirmed the same ADI and MRLs for lactopamines, for fat, kidney, liver, and muscle tissue for cattle and pig. Tonga also recognizes that enough time has been available for member countries to provide scientific challenge. So far, the challenge is only in the MRLs for the big lung tissue. But in saying that, scientific challenge does not end with the adoption of any standards. That is, if in future new scientific findings arise to challenge the JECFA conclusion of today, definitely Codex will review the that standard. To date, Madam Chair, 26 countries have adopted the use of lactopamine on pigs, 4 countries on cattle, and 1 country has established ADI and MRLs. Hence, the urgency and the critical need for the adoption of this standard to protect consumers and ensure fair trade is the Codex's foremost obligation to the world at large. Therefore, Tonga support the adoption of this standard. Thank you.
Thank you, Tonga. Thank you for respecting the two-minute limit. There are a number of countries that want to intervene. Please, please keep within the 2 minutes, as I thank Tonga for doing. Next on my list is El Salvador.
Gracias, señora presidenta. El Salvador apoya a las delegaciones que han expresado su aprobación para la adopción de esta norma. El Salvador apoya la adopción final hecha por el Comité sobre la recomendación de niveles máximos de residuos de ractopamina para tejidos de cerdo y bovino. En la última evaluación del JEFSA en el 2010 se concluyó que los niveles máximos de residuos para el ractopamina en músculos de cerdo, hígado, no tenían ningún problema para la salud. Por lo tanto, El Salvador, reconociendo los trabajos que hace el JEFCA como el comité de expertos nombrado por el Codex para asuntos pertinentes en los residuos de aditivos y medicamentos veterinarios, considera que se debe de adoptar esta norma, la cual es importante para todos los países, sobre todo para que puedan establecer la inocuidad alimenticia para el consumo humano y para que sea una guía en el intercambio comercial. Gracias.
Thank you, El Salvador. Next on my list is Japan.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Japan has already established the MRS for ractopamine based on the ADI evaluated by Food Safety Commission in Japan, which is the same ADI recommended by JECFA. However, Japan is of the view that the Commission should seek the consensus on this matter for adoption in this session for protection of consumer health. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. We are trying to find consensus. We still try. And thank you for giving us that extra strength, that extra push. South Africa, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
South Africa also was also honored to have been participating in the Friends of the Chair. And also, we would like to confirm, call for a confirmation for the mandate of Codex in terms of ensuring protection of public health and the promotion of fair trade practices. This confirmation is sought in connection with a long-standing matter of the fail of Codex to have adopted MRL for rectopamine, as proposed in the different Codex sessions. The reasons advanced against adoption has shifted many times, whereas JECFA has in many instances reviewed and remained consistent in the evaluations. So the question remains, should as member countries continue to accept the scientific advice from JECFA? And this has been done in many instances where JECFA has given scientific advice and accepted by member countries. Rectopamine has been reviewed by JECFA, and the ADI and MRLs were established in cattle and pigs. So as such, we as South Africa would like to echo the sentiments shared by Ghana and the other delegates in adoption of this MRL. Thank you, Manager.
Thank you, South Africa. Next on my list is Poland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I am speaking on behalf of CC Euro Committee. I would like to add at the beginning that CC Euro right now has 50 members, what means 49 countries and one member organization, European Union. Europe region should be recognized as a big producer and a big consumer of pork too. We are mainly pork eaters. So we have to be aware of safety of pork, which we eat usually every day. During the last CC Euro session in 2010, we had very extensive discussion on these topics. And finally, the committee concluded that it opposed the adoption of MRLs for rectopamine as currently proposed due to safety concerns and because it did not support administration of veterinary drugs solely for growth promotion purposes. Fine, and I have to add that the committee expressed the wish that informal consultations, it as Friends of the Chair, would facilitate a compromise solution. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Poland. Guatemala, please.
Y gracias, señora Presidente. Y al igual que otros delegados, Guatemala quiere apoyar la adopción de los límites máximos residuales para rectopamina. Porque pensamos en dos cosas importantes. Somos casi 6 mil millones de habitantes y necesitamos proveer alimentos nutritivos y seguros a los consumidores. Y máxime, en países como los nuestros que estamos en vías de desarrollo, necesitamos la utilización de tecnologías que nos permitan producir alimentos en forma más eficaz y más eficiente para las poblaciones a las cuales nos debemos. Y para concluir algo bien sencillo, creo que no debemos de poner en tela de juicio lo que la JECFA ha estudiado durante mucho tiempo. Si ponemos en tela de juicio la evaluación de la JECFA, entonces podría estarse no cumpliendo los preceptos que Codex tiene con garantizar prácticas equitativas en el comercio y proteger la salud de los consumidores. Por lo tanto, Guatemala se suma a la postura de otros países en la cual consideramos que es oportuno la adopción de los límites máximos residuales de rectopamina. Gracias, señora Presidente.
Gracias. Thank you, Guatemala. I will now call on Peru.
Gracias, señora presidente. El Perú desea señalar que la norma del COE sobre niveles máximos de la dopamina ha cumplido con la evaluación científica del IECFA y ha pasado satisfactoriamente los trámites regulares de las normas del Códex, faltando únicamente la última etapa, que es la adopción por la Comisión del Códex Alimentarius. En base a lo expuesto, Perú coincide con la opinión de varios países en que el retraso en la aprobación de una norma que ha seguido debidamente el proceso pone en peligro el papel del grupo de expertos, ya que no reconocería los principios fundamentales relativos a la prestación de asesoramiento científico, solidez, responsabilidad, objetividad, equidad, transparencia e integración, y generaría barreras técnicas al comercio innecesarias. En conclusión, debe prevalecer la premisa fundamental de la toma de decisiones teniendo como base la evidencia científica, por lo que nuestro país opina favorablemente para la adopción del LMR para la lactopamina. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Peru. Next on my list is China.
谢谢主席女士。 关于莱克多巴胺限量标准问题，中国政府认为鉴于目前莱克多巴胺安全问题没有得到全面解决，因此现阶段不能通过该标准。应在相关工作完成以后予以考虑。理由如下：一、中国是生猪生产第一大国，2010年底生猪存量数45380万头；中国是生猪消费第一大国。 2009年消费生猪64530万头，中国是生猪生产单位最多的国家，共有6460万生猪养殖户和养殖场。中国政府对生猪产品的质量安全高度重视和关注，希望能够得到各国代表的理解和支持。二，世界上有很多国家的居民有喜食动物内脏的习惯，动物内脏是中国居民的主要食物之一。 中国对莱克多巴胺进行的实验证明，该药在动物内脏里存在较高残留，尤其在肺脏中，其残留浓度是所有组织中最高的，残留时间也最长，超过肌肉、肝脏、脂肪、肾脏残留量的数倍。这一结果揭示了莱克多巴胺对食用动物内脏的居民是存在较大风险的。三，在去年9月召开的19届 CCR VDF 会上，中国代表团提出了要对莱克多巴胺在动物肺脏中进行风险评估的要求。 CCR VDF 最终决定将莱克多巴胺在猪肺脏残留风险评估列入需要进行评估的优先表中。目前这一工作尚未完成，我们认为安全性未得到全面解决之前，通过莱克多巴胺限量标准是不合适的。四，动物是一个总体，一旦用药，其分布即达全身，其影响是整体的，因此。 先通过部分组织残留限量的做法是不科学的。五 ，CAC 的宗旨是保护消费者健康和确保食品贸易的公平进行，在安全性问题没有得到全面解决就通过标准的做法，也是违反 CAC 保护消费者健康这一基本原则的。我们主张，应在全面解决包括安全性在内的相关问题后，考虑。 莱克多巴胺标准的采纳问题，谢谢。
Thank you, China. As China has raised issues specifically concerning the scientific evaluations and remaining uncertainties, as China characterizes it, I would like to ask the JECFA Secretariat for the benefit of all members. To clarify the situation as it actually stands. So please consider what she is telling you, and I ask China to listen carefully.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, delegates, for a very passionate discussion. to say the least. If you allow me very briefly to give you a history of what CECFA did in its evaluation. So the first evaluation was done at the 40th meeting some time ago, but the real assessment happened, as was already mentioned, published in 2004 at the 62nd meeting, where CECFA did a very elaborate evaluation of an extensive toxicological database, and as well as considering available human data, and based on this concluded that it is possible to derive an acceptable daily intake of 0 to 1 microgram per kilogram body weight. This is a safe daily chronic intake level that over lifetime should not lead to health effects. At the same meeting, extensive residue studies in pig and cattle were evaluated, leading to the recommendations of maximum residue limits in pig and cattle, traditional tissue, standard tissue, as is always done for all veterinary drugs, that is muscle, liver, kidney, and fat. Those are the data as they are submitted. At the 66th meeting in 2006, based on the request of CCRVDF, CECFA again reviewed the previous decision with a very specific request related to the rounding of the ADI, and CECFA confirmed the scientific basis and soundness of its previous decisions. Based on the discussion at the 32nd session of this commission, the CAC, where the delegation of the People's Republic of China made an intervention and made known that they have additional residue trial data in pig tissue that may raise concern, based on the urgent request of this commission, CECFA looked at this data, evaluated this data, and that detailed monograph was published in 2010 and already discussed at the last session at this meeting. And although the studies were not performed to the same, with using the same standards, the same analytical methods as was recommended by CECFA previously, the experts were able to compare it with the previous study, and in conclusion, it confirmed the previous MRLs, previously recommended MRLs. With respect to the exposure assessment, taking the usual approach with the model basket, with these four tissues, muscle, liver, kidney, and fat, the result of that is that taking all this into account, which is a conservative estimate, that the total exposure on a daily basis only comes up to 50% of the ADI, so 50% of the safe intake level. So far to the history. Now again to the concerns that were just raised by the delegation of the People's Republic of China. The same issues have been raised over the last two sessions. CECFA has addressed them, and we have repeatedly tried to explain what that could mean. We have tried to repeatedly explain this in this commission. Residue data are routinely not submitted for other tissues than the four standard ones, so it is not possible even to derive MRLs. If this is considered necessary, appropriate studies need to be submitted to CECFA for evaluation to be able to derive MRLs. The studies that have been provided by China have some issues with respect to residues in lung, in that it raises questions as to the type of the residues and how exposure actually happened. Having said this, even with consumption of edible offal and consumption of lung tissue, of ractopamine-treated pigs in that case, you would not add this on top of all the consumption of animal tissue as it is currently considered in the food basket. It is a replacement. There is a physical limit of how much meat and offals and what you can eat. So even considering consumption that in parts of the world people consider consume edible offal and lung tissue that would be in replacement of, for example, muscle, fat, or liver and kidney, even if proposed MRLs would be higher than the ones that are already proposed for the other tissues, it still does not indicate that there is a safety concern because, as I explained earlier, there is still room within the safe exposure level. I would also like to point out that what CECFA does in its assessment and proposal of maximum residue limits, this is only taking into account the drug applied in accordance with good veterinary practice. So in accordance with how it should be used, including waiting periods and so forth. Establishing an MRL is one aspect. The second aspect, it's the responsibility of the member states to implement and enforce control measures that these MRLs are adhered to, i.e. misuse cannot be considered. That is a total different issue. Sorry for this long intervention, Madam Chair. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you very much. CECFA Secretary, China, please.
我听了这个解释，到现在为止，我依然没有得到明确的这个结果是现在的评估包括了我听了这个CECFA的解释，我依然感觉到我没有得出清晰的结论。 是现在的安全性的这种评估包括了肺脏在内。同时，我听到一个建议，是希望这个将来通过改变饮食习惯来逐步缩小肺脏的风险。我不解的是，我们制定标准是要考虑当前的饮食习惯，还是希望人们根据标准来 改变饮食习惯，这一点对一个国家的政府而言是很难做到，说我要短时间里面改变一个国民的饮食习惯的。所以我们的疑问依然存在，并且我觉得应该在莱克多巴胺的风险评估问题上考虑肺脏问题。原因我前面已经讲过了，因为我们的实验 已经证明它在肺脏里面残留量最高，时间最长，这不是推断，这是一种事实。如果这种事实不被大家忽略的话，我们认为会带来风险的隐患。实际上，我们认为中国政府是在对所有吃动物内脏的国家居民提出这种要求。
Thank you, China. The CECFA Secretariat, just to be clear, was not suggesting changing food habits. The CECFA Secretariat was suggesting that a study is underway to look at exposure patterns in various parts of the world and that there is a physiological limit to how much meat a person can eat in a day. And when toxicologists weigh that, they consider how people actually consume foods. That is part of the assessment. There was no suggestion for a change of dietary habit.
Yeah.
Thank you. Delegates, we have 5 minutes before we break for lunch. We will break for lunch at is that right? No. We have an hour. Sorry. We have a saying in the United States, time flies when you're having fun. We have an hour and 5 minutes. We have over 40 countries on my list for wishing to intervene. It is only fair to give them that opportunity, but please, may I beg you, please keep your intervention short. If you support adoption, say that. You needn't repeat the argument. If you oppose adoption, say that. You needn't repeat the argument. We've heard from well over 20 countries already. Please be brief, but let's walk through these interventions. The next country on my list is Finland. Finland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Finland associates with many who have spoken that this question has wider aspects than only those single figures we are, in fact, on the table as MRLs. And these figures have been established through the Codex procedures as they stay, through the scientific risk assessment step, and now we are at the risk management phase where we have to think about the decision. Two very interesting elements have been put forward concerning these broader aspects. The first one links to the food security question, which I think that we all are committed to work for. However, there are plenty of examples in the history and today of the vulnerability of such production systems which are dependent on single technologies. And those vulnerabilities could be seen also as food safety problems. And as such, they should also be proven and studied scientifically. The second question links to the future role of Codex and the fear of increasing number of private standards. My position is that by approving standards, adopting standards, like for ractopamine, we in fact are going ahead in the way where the increasing demand from the side of the consumers could increase the number of private standards. So therefore, we have to be very careful when discussing and making this risk management decision today on these MRLs, to be careful to take all the aspects abroad. Therefore, as my feeling is that there is no consensus on this issue at this Commission session, I would like to suggest that we suspend this work. Thank you.
Thank you, Finland. Croatia, please. Please try to keep your intervention brief, Croatia.
We oppose the adoption of MRLs and strongly support the statements of CC Euro. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Croatia. Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway has been one of the members of the Friends of the Chair. We entered into this work with an open mind and willingly to chair and explain our concerns. And actually, especially from the beginning, we found the work in the group both open and constructive, and certainly we have had many interesting discussions. However, as already mentioned today, there has been some questions concerning the process, and I will say a few words about that. We agree that some problems has appeared during the process. However, we are in favor of using such methods, as friends of the chair, in the work of Codex to reach consensus. But it's very important that this work and these methods is carried out in line with the Codex procedure manual. And for instance, when using facilitators, we find it very important that all facilitators involved must be completely unbiased and neutral on the matter concerned. We do hope that Codex will learn from this experience, which has been very interesting to take part in, and we strongly support what you, Madam Chair, clearly said at the beginning of the Codex Commission meeting yesterday, that Codex work must be open, transparent, and inclusive. Having said this, we would like to focus on the outcome of the Friends of the Chair. The group did not agree on any compromise. Thus, there are two different proposals presented to the Codex Commission. We support the solution of discontinuation of work as presented in the summary of the Friends of the Chair as an annex or at page 4. Norwich strongly opposes the adoption of the proposed MRLs for ractopamine. There are many reasons for our position. Firstly, we have safety concerns, especially regarding the databases for the ADI set by JECFA. Secondly, we have also major concerns regarding the use of growth promoters to animals. We support JECFA as a risk assessor, but we will underline that Codex is for risk management. The risk assessment has to be supplied with other aspects as ethical concerns, consumer interest, etc. To conclude, Norway strongly supports discontinuation of work of MRLs for ractopamine in the absence of consensus. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. On that last point, in which you talk about other factors, the Codex labored long and hard to develop language that described the use, the fair use of other factors, and it made it quite clear that those factors, when they are considered, must be considered very carefully, and they must be accepted worldwide. I think it is fair to conclude that there is some difference of opinion on whether ethical issues or consumer preference are accepted in this matter worldwide. Next, I will take the intervention of Turkey.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Turkey opposes the adoption of the MRL for ractopamine and supports the EU, Finland, and Norway position and share the China concerns. Thank you.
Thank you, Turkey. Next, take the intervention of France.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. La ractopamine n'a aucune action thérapeutique. Son seul effet est de promouvoir la croissance d'animaux sains. Elle n'a donc pas d'intérêt pour la santé des consommateurs, ni même d'ailleurs pour... elle n'a pas d'intérêt en termes de santé animale. Il nous reste en outre des préoccupations sanitaires qui ont été évoquées par les intervenants précédents en lien avec l'utilisation de cette substance. C'est pourquoi nous sommes donc fermement opposés à l'adoption de cette norme et nous plaçons les consommateurs au centre de nos préoccupations. Comme l'a rappelé le représentant de l'Union européenne et d'autres délégations, il y a clairement une absence de consensus sur ce sujet, et seules les normes qui sont adoptées sur la base du consensus sont crédibles au niveau du Codex. C'est pourquoi la suite logique des choses devrait être un arrêt des travaux. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, France. I point out to you that Codex has more than one way of making decisions, and also the objections that you raise, strictly speaking, are outside the bounds of the decision-making that we bind ourselves to, the criteria for decision-making that we bind ourselves to in Codex process. Next, I would turn to the Russian Federation.
Благодарю вас, госпожа председатель. Уже много раз говорилось о том, что ключевым и основополагающим принципом деятельности кодекса является охрана здоровья потребителей. Этот же вопрос здоровья потребителей и безопасность пищевых продуктов является одной из важнейших задач и проблем национальных правительств, Всемирной организации здравоохранения и ФАО, и в конце концов самого кодекса. Поэтому я сразу хочу сказать, что Россия, российские эксперты выступают против принятия на данной сессии комиссии каких-либо стандартов по этому препарату, который сегодня используется совсем небольшим числом стран для стимулирования роста и веса животных. Слишком много вопросов к этому препарату. Сам характер обсуждения этого вопроса даже на этой сессии не позволяет даже приблизиться к консенсусу. Мы видим, что представители Евросоюза имеют вопросы к этому препарату с точки зрения оценки рисков. И это не пустые слова, за этим стоят исследования европейских экспертов. Мы только что слышали о том, что клинические исследования различных тканей, легких в частности, проведенные в Китае, тоже ставят под сомнение абсолютную безопасность этого препарата. Поэтому мы полностью поддерживаем тех делегатов, которые с осторожностью относятся к принятию на данной сессии каких-то норм. И еще я хочу сказать, что, может быть, мне проще, в нашей стране этот препарат законодательно запрещен и не используется. И есть, конечно, ограничения на поступление мяса с его содержанием. Извините, благодарю вас.
Thank you, Russian Federation. I believe the JECFA Secretariat has said very clearly that the conclusion of several JECFA reviews leaves no doubt as to the safety of ractopamine. It has made it very clear that even when considering addition of pig lung from Chinese data they have been provided, that additional consumption leaves the consumer well within the acceptable daily consumption of ractopamine associated with no health risk. The European Union has made reference to its own scientific evaluation group, which every country is fully within its right to have, as is the Russian Federation. It might be worthwhile pointing out that in one of the last JECFA evaluations, I think 3/4 of the experts of the JECFA evaluation were Europeans. Not that that's an argument, but I will now take the Czech Republic. No, I'm sorry. Next on my list was Belarus.
Уважаемая госпожа председатель, спасибо за предоставленную возможность выступить. Я от имени делегации Республики Беларусь хотела бы присоединиться к тем государствам, которые выступили против принятия стандартов по ректопамину. Спасибо.
Thank you, Belarus. Czech Republic, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Czech Republic would like to thank all experts involved in the process of finding compromise solution in this matter. At the same time, we wish to echo the arguments presented by the EU and Poland. Therefore, we are strongly against the adoption of the draft MRL for ractopamine, and we support the discontinuation of ARC. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Czech Republic, Dominican Republic, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. La República Dominicana está de acuerdo con que se pongan los límites máximos de residuos para la ractopamina. Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Dominican Republic, Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tanzania would like to support Ghana and South Africa in favoring adoption of these MRLs. And in addition to the arguments put by Ghana and South Africa, we are also aware that opportunities have been there for science to be discussed in JECFA and also any other issues and science discussed in the Codex Committee for Veterinary Drug Residues. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. Mali, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente, et surtout merci d'avoir rappelé l'importance de la représentativité de certains pays dans le JECFA, parce que je pense que c'est vrai que l'idéal pour nous, c'est d'avoir un consensus, mais les références les plus importantes qu'on a pour juger de la valeur de nos dossiers, surtout par rapport à la valeur scientifique, c'est le JECFA. Donc nous ne pouvons pas aller au-delà et vraiment, à la lumière de ce que le Ghana et les autres pays ont évoqué, nous pensons qu'il est important d'adopter ces normes au cours de cette session. Merci.
Thank you, Mali. Democratic Republic of the Congo, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente, de m'accorder la parole. Je ne vais pas beaucoup m'étendre. La République démocratique du Congo est pour l'adoption des LMR telles qu'elles sont présentées, parce que la nature a horreur du vide. Une norme n'est pas statique, une norme est dynamique. On peut toujours, à l'avenir, avoir le temps de revoir cette norme et de corriger les erreurs s'il y en a. Merci.
Thank you, Democratic Republic of the Congo. It is true that in Codex process, we always have the opportunity to review standards when new data become available. It is a responsibility of Codex and our expert bodies to ensure that that is done when new data become available. Next on my list, I have Germany.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson, for giving me the floor. Germany supports what has been said by many members of the CC Euro Group, the European Union, by China and by Russia, by Norway, Croatia and so on. And we do not see a way to adopt this standard. We are in favor of discontinuation of the work because we see no consensus. And consensus is absolutely essential for our work within Codex. The number of comments from delegations speaking against the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine clearly demonstrates that there is no consensus on this issue. The fact that the EU and China are opposed to the adoption is of particular importance, considering that 70% of pigs worldwide are raised and consumed in the EU and China. Mentioning the consumer aspect also highlights that a considerable part of the world's population lives in the EU and China. Last year, we have amended the guidelines to chairpersons of Codex committees by introducing a new paragraph. According to this paragraph, the chair shall strive to reconcile conflicting arguments before deciding whether consensus has been reached. In our view, such a decision cannot be taken when the endeavor to reconcile conflicting arguments has obviously failed, and even the group of friends of the chair was not able to present a solution on this topic. And even when not taking into account that a number of members still have scientific concerns, Germany sees no consensus on this issue and votes for discontinuation of work. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. Hungary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Hungary is a significant consumer and producer of pork. So we do believe that MRLs for ractopamine mustn't be adopted because of the lack of consensus. Madam Chair, Hungary strongly supports the discontinuation of the work. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Hungary. Ireland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. To begin with, I'd like to certainly express our appreciation and to commend you on the initiative which you set in train last year in setting up the Friends of the Chair group, which certainly had the potential to break the impasse that exists on this matter. I think it was a very imaginative and useful initiative. Now, not having been involved in it myself, I cannot speak for any irregularities, or etc., but I certainly would like to say that we have no doubt whatsoever about your particular role in this, as you indicated in your opening statement, and your impartiality and your only motivation was to bring about a solution here. I think, however, the very fact that the group has met on four occasions and, despite having done so, has actually not made one iota of advancement is a very, very clear and vivid expression of the fact that there is simply no consensus on this matter. And after all, I think we have to remind ourselves that this is a risk management body and that we work on the basis, or we attempt to work on the basis of consensus. It's very much part and parcel of the way this body operates. Clearly, as you know and has been said already, we would share in what has been said in relation to the certain uncertainties with regard to the risk assessment part of the process, which remain in doubt as far as we are concerned. But I think the most compelling factor that comes to me in relation to the debate that has taken place today is the very fact that something like the vast majority of consumers, countries representing the vast majorities of consumers of pig meat, and indeed significant producers of it as well, are opposed to the adoption of these particular standards. And I think, as Finland has said, that if we somehow choose to ignore that particular component or that particular aspect, you could very, very easily lead to a situation where there will be a proliferation in private standards, which ultimately could undermine the credibility and the role and the whole ethos of this particular organisation, the Code of
Ireland, Climate Tariffs. You're at your limit. You are past your limit. I'm sorry.
Well, in that case, I am finished, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe you've made your point. Malta, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Malta agrees with the position of China, Russia, and the European Union and Poland, speaking on behalf of CC Europe. And basically, we are not in favor of the adoption of MRLs for ractopamine. Thank you.
Thank you, Malta. Thank you for being brief. Sweden, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. We are for discontinuation of work, as I think you already understood. In the framework of risk analysis, we believe that the consumer have a crucial role to play. We believe that the consumer worries should be a legitimate factor accepted worldwide. We take care of the consumer worries both at the risk assessment level and at the risk management level. And because of this, we strongly are against, we are for discontinuation of work. Furthermore, we believe that for the benefit of all the Codex members and in order to increase the transparency of the process and information sharing mechanism with the view to bring clarity to the discussion on ractopamine, to ensure that all the delegation are has the information on the issue, for example, the listing documents on ractopamine from different sources, Codex, IECFA, EFSA, USFDI, and sharing them to the Codex website should be useful. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Sweden. Luxembourg, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Le Luxembourg est en ligne avec la position de l'Union européenne et de tous les autres pays qui s'opposent à l'adoption des LMR pour la ractopamine. Il est clair que le consensus n'est pas établi à ce stade et donc l'arrêt des travaux ou au moins leur suspension est la seule solution à cette impasse. Il reste de nombreuses questions à considérer avant que l'adoption puisse être faite. Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Luxembourg. Nigeria, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Nigeria specifically aligns itself with Ghana, speaking on behalf of CC Africa for adoption, but we have a caveat, and that is work should be continued on MRLs for offers and lungs, because in our part of the world, offers and lungs are actually eaten much more than maybe even the other core tissues. So we want MRLs to be established for those ones too. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Nigeria, through the committee and then to JECFA. If you provide the data, that work can be done. Next on my list, I have Denmark.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As always has been recorded by a number of delegations, especially from countries in the European Union and region, and China and Norway, we also oppose the adoption of the MRIS for ractopamine until such a time as all outstanding safety concerns have been resolved, and also because of the lack of the absence of consensus on this matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. Rwanda, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rwanda supported the adoption of MR for ractopamine last year. We reiterated the same position this time around for the same reason that have been advanced by the previous speakers who are in support of adoption. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rwanda. Bhutan, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Bhutan would like to join the countries who have expressed their support towards adoption of MRLs for ractopamine, mainly because based on the study, the scientific evidence placed by JECFA and the long-term impact it is going to have on the food security. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you, Bhutan. Paraguay, please.
Gracias, Presidente. En el caso de Paraguay, la raptopamina no se registra para el uso en animales de consumo humano. Aún así, estamos en condiciones de apoyar el establecimiento de los límites máximos de residuos. Entendemos que el establecimiento de estos límites contribuye a cumplir con los objetivos del Códex de proteger la salud de los consumidores. Gracias, Presidente.
Thank you, Paraguay. Chile, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En el caso de Chile tampoco está la ractopamina aprobada, sin embargo, hemos estado haciendo un análisis y siempre siendo coherentes con la parte sistémica, nosotros pensamos que debería apoyarse la adopción de la norma. Entendemos que en la parte de evaluación de riesgo no existe ninguna duda, la YEFA ya se ha manifestado y con las intervenciones que han existido nos reafirma que la base científica es sólida. Hicimos un estudio en la parte de gestión de riesgos, que es lo que competiría a este comité, y basándonos en la declaración de principios y los criterios que se deberían tomar en cuenta los otros factores. Por una parte, en el mismo manual que todos tenemos, dice que el examen de otros factores no debe afectar el fundamento científico del análisis de riesgos. Luego señala algo que usted citó en denante hace poco, que en el marco del COEX solamente se pueden tomar en consideración los otros factores que pueden ser aceptados en el plano mundial. También cita, después, de que deben estar claramente documentados el examen de otros factores específicos en la elaboración de las recomendaciones de gestión de riesgos, formuladas por la Comisión del Códex Alimentarios y sus órganos auxiliares. Finalmente, dice que la integración de otros factores legítimos en la gestión de riesgos no debe crear trabas injustificadas al comercio. Se debe prestar una atención especial a las repercusiones que podría tener en los países en desarrollo la incorporación de estos otros factores. Tema básico y que varios países han hecho, entre ellos Brasil, Guatemala, entre otros, que la idea es poder dar más alimentos inocuos al mundo. Finalmente, como este último tema se relaciona con la OMC y este foro es un referente para la OMC en materia de inocuidad de alimentos, pedimos a los países de que no interfieran en el proceso normativo del Códex, que permitan a los otros países que tengan una guía, una pauta, una base científica, porque los países también pueden desfiarse de la norma del Códex si tienen un nivel adecuado de protección que lo pueden sustentar científicamente. Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chile. Nepal, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Having heard from many delegates in favor, Nepal supports the adoption of MRL for rectopamine because it has undergone extensive scientific research by JEFCA, which could be assured the consumer protection. Thus, Nepal recognizes the need of this standard and support the adoption.
Thank you, Nepal. Zimbabwe, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for giving me this opportunity. I would like to acknowledge the efforts of the Chair in trying to resolve this issue. And I would like to say that Zimbabwe believes in the process of Codex and also believes in the work of JECFA. However, would like to note that this is not the first time that Codex has had a controversial issue, even when we have got expert advice on the table. And we also want to mention that as far as we recall, Codex has actually not said that the JECFA evaluations, once they are produced, they have to be final in the first place. That is why we are here in this room, so that we actually believe that we should not hurriedly adopt this standard, but give a dialogue a chance. We believe that dialogue has not been exhausted and can still be given a chance so that we come up with an amicable solution where we have got a consensus on the issue. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Zimbabwe. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Several delegations underlined the importance of maintaining the credibility of Codex as the international body to guard food safety. The scientific basis for its decisions is certainly very important for maintaining this credibility. And equally important for its credibility is that its decisions are supported by a broad majority, i.e. that there is consensus. The credibility of Codex will be jeopardized if a standard is adopted when there is opposition to it by such a large part of its members, and where there is no consensus. We have seen before that the Chair wisely concluded along the same lines. there is a danger that the trust of the consumer in the Codex Alimentarius as the international body to guard food safety will be damaged greatly, and that it will take many years to repair. Our question would be, are these MRLs really worth it, really worth taking that risk? We obviously think not. Therefore, we suggest discontinuation of this work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Netherlands. New Zealand, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would just like to briefly reiterate our support for the adoption of these MRLs. I think we have heard a lot this morning and a reconfirmation from, in particular, JECFA on the rigor of their science process and the confirmation of the safety of these substances. I think we would like to just make an additional point, which you also touched on, and that is the basis for decision-making in Codex. We have set in place very rigorous processes and systems, including the risk analysis principles and the criteria for decision-making. And if we are to proceed and achieve some consensus, and many countries have supported consensus, we have to adhere by our own principles and rules of engagement. So I would just like to simply close by reminding members that we should focus on those considerations on which we can achieve consensus and leave those issues that are more appropriately considered at the national level. Thank you.
Thank you, New Zealand. Now, Lebanon, please.
شكرا. نعرف جميعا انه التغيير في النمط الطبيعي وخاصة في عمليات الاستقلاب عند الحيوان قد لا تظهر نتائجها السلبية الا خلال فترات طويلة، وخاصة هذا المثل ينطبق على ما حصل في تغذية الحيوان بالبروتين الحيواني وبعد سنوات ظهر مرض جنون البقر. فمعنى ذلك لابد من أخذ وقت كافي لدراسة والبحث عن أثر هذا العقار قبل السماح بحد أقصى لاستعماله، خاصة وأن الجكفة حددت بأن حتى استعماله يجب أن يكون مراقب ويجب أن يكون بطرق حسنة وجيدة. لذلك نرى أنه يجب إعطاء فرصة أكبر لهذا الأمر.
Thank you. Lebanon, Samoa, please. Samoa, please.
Thank you. Samoa lends its support to those delegations in favor of adoption for the reasons that have been clearly stated by all. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Samoa, Spain, please.
Gracias, gracias, Presidenta. España quería manifestar su apoyo a las opiniones expresadas por el representante y voz única de los 27 Estados miembros de la Unión Europea, así como otros países que se han manifestado en contra de la adopción de esta norma. Quería subrayar que la opinión de la Unión Europea, que ustedes conocen, tiene, como la de otros países que ya lo han manifestado, manifiesta una gran preocupación con respaldo científico. Es una preocupación basada en el estudio de la Agencia Europea de la Seguridad Alimentaria, de reconocido prestigio internacional, y los estudios científicos de países como China, la Federación Rusa. Por tanto, si estamos hablando de un producto de tan elevado consumo, como ya lo ha dicho muy claro China, parece prematuro adoptar esta norma y se debería completar con más datos y con la consiguiente evaluación científica en profundidad, datos que podría aportar la industria. Por tanto, tomar decisiones en este momento, repito, en cuestiones de la ida y en cuestiones de límites máximos de residuos, es prematuro. Y lo que conviene en esta situación es aplicar el principio de precaución que debería prevalecer en esta ocasión y no adoptar esta norma. Y creo que en esta sesión de la comisión, ayer mismo tomamos una decisión con respecto a la norma del Comité de Contaminantes en la para el contenido de melamina en las leches infantiles y con el pronunciamiento de 10 países se decidió retener la norma y
Spain,
continuar
you are
su
beyond
estudio.
Your limit.
Gracias.
Thank you, Spain. The WHO wishes to add a comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to clarify a few points with respect to the CECFA assessment, or in particular now with EFSA. As was explained in the previous session, EFSA did not perform a risk assessment of ractopamine. EFSA never looked at the original data. What EFSA did was a review of the CECFA assessment based on the published CECFA assessment. This is really important to note. And the other aspect, CECFA did not recommend monitoring. What I was trying to explain is that this is not in the remit of the International Risk Assessment Body. This is the responsibility of national authorities. And again, I would like to emphasize that previously raised safety concerns have been tried to be addressed to the extent possible, specifically, again, lung tissues and residues there have been looked at. There would not be an implication on the existing proposed MRLs if there would be additional MRLs established, provided sufficient data would be made available for CECFA to look at them and to derive additional MRLs. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. Next on my list is Jamaica.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jamaica would like to express its support for the approval of the MRLs for ractopamine at this session, and mainly because coming here we were hoping to hear from delegations that oppose new scientific information that would suggest that there was some additional safety or there were safety concerns. We have not heard any of that, and we'd like to respect the codex process and also to respect what JECFA has provided for us, and therefore would like to see these MRLs approved at this session. Thank you.
Thank you, Jamaica. Italy, please.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. L'Italie considère très importants les travaux du JECFA et des autres comités d'experts, mais dans la plupart de nos travaux, nous allons transformer les indicateurs du JECFA dans des décisions. C'est presque toujours ça qui se passe, mais il y a des cas où les travaux du gesteur du risque, il peut amener à des considérations différentes. Différentes délégations qui disent que le JECFA ne doit pas jamais être mis en discussion, c'est les mêmes délégations qu'ils ont, qu'il y a quelques sessions, on n'a pas été en condition d'accepter les conclusions scientifiques vis-à-vis de la lactoperoxydase, par exemple. On peut avoir des... Nous sommes les gesteurs du risque, on a une responsabilité différente. Pour nous, c'est prioritaire, surtout en considération du fait qu'on n'est pas en présence d'un médicament, on est en présence d'une substance qui est utilisée pour, comme un promoteur de la croissance, être beaucoup plus protective et respecter les soucis des consommateurs. Et je pense que c'est le cas d'appliquer réellement des autres facteurs dans notre décision. Si on n'applique pas dans cette situation, quand on applique d'autres facteurs légitimes dans notre choix? Merci beaucoup, madame.
Thank you, Italy. Uzbekistan, please.
Спасибо, уважаемая госпожа председатель. Узбекистан полностью поддерживает озабоченность Евросоюза, особенно и делегации Китая, а также мнения, высказанные других стран по действительно не совсем изученному вопросу максимальной концентрации рактопамина в паренхиматозных органах, в том числе легких свиней. И поэтому мы считаем, что данный вопрос, работу необходимо продолжить именно в этом направлении. И самое главное, конечно, это изучение отдаленных последствий на организм человека. Приведу маленький пример, что действительно в бывшем Советском Союзе всегда были жесткие параметры безопасности и говорили так: килька в Союзе, она невкусная, но ей невозможно отравиться. Поэтому мое пожелание, чтобы для потребителя параметры безопасности имели первостепенную роль. Спасибо.
Thank you. Uzbekistan, Thailand, please.
Thank you very much. Thailand was not officially a member or friend of the chair, but Thailand has been always a very good friend of the chair. Thailand also realized that the chair is in a very difficult situation, and would like to highlight some thinking with you. I think we are facing with very difficult decision. It's not based on science, frankly speaking, but it's different in ideology and practice in animal production and safety of animal food. Of course, we have to listen to the basic principle of codec. And at this point, I also would like to mention that codec is the most credible organization. I don't want to say that this incident will damage the codec, because codec has done so many things, thousands of standard guideline recommendations. This is only one thing. Face it this, with this difficulty and go through it. So my point is that Codec has been working on science, participation, transparency. Now the sticky point is consensus. Consensus. We may have to learn more about this. And then inclusiveness. So I just would like to mention that we are facing with difficulty, and would like to mention that member countries should continue doing research to have innovative product and go through vigorous assessment, through risk assessment, and then have a communication and try to agree upon based on JECFA and also some other consensus. Don't be afraid, don't be ashamed that we disagree. For example, one good example, I said good example, is BST. It has been hold for 12 years. I don't mind it has been hold for 20 years, because that illustrates the example that we disagree in very critical issue. At the same time, we produce so many good thousand standards. So we have to look at it in a more positive way. Rome is not built in one, okay, I will finish, in 10 in one decade, it required 100 years. The same thing for other building. So my conclusion is that instead of adoption of this, or instead of termination of this, I would like to hold it, suggest to hold it, and keep it to pair with the BST. And when time comes, we may revisit that from time to time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Thailand, Slovakia.
Thank you so much. Slovak Republic strongly opposes adoption of this standard.
Thank you, Slovakia, for that short and clear intervention. Australia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Australia, also like many other speakers, supports the adoption of these MRLs for ractopamine. Particularly where credible scientific processes such as JECFA establish the safety of new technologies, including ractopamine, Australia's view is that, as Codex, we don't have the luxury, as a preeminent international standard-setting body, to reject these new technologies on the basis of reasons other than science. It's, of course, these reasons that make consensus difficult to reconcile in this case. But in our view, science-based assessment should prevail, with other concerns related, not related to science, addressed at the national level. As we've heard from Brazil and Philippines and a number of other countries, food security is becoming our greatest exposure internationally, with the gap between production and demand needing to be filled by technologies. We can confirm the demand around the world for protein, in our experience, has only continued to grow annually. As the process before us, we now have JECFA confirming again the safety of this compound. And equally, we have also heard that we do have in place a priority process through the JECFA CCR-VDF committee to address the Republic of China's concerns regarding the consumption of lung tissue in pork. What we'll need to give consideration to as this has progressed is carefully crafted footnotes to support that particular action if we get to that point. Thank you.
Thank you, Australia. Honduras, please.
Gracias, Presidente. Honduras, considerando la protección de la salud de los consumidores, considerando la seguridad alimentaria y considerando principalmente la evidencia científica, queremos unirnos y apoyar la adopción de los LMR para ractopamina en músculo, grasa, hígado y riñón. Gracias.
Thank you, Honduras. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señora presidenta. En primer lugar, deseo mencionar que Argentina sinceramente no tiene un interés sustancial en la ractopamina. No somos grandes productores de cerdos y en la producción bovina sería económicamente inviable cualquier consideración de su uso. Sin embargo, nos parece que teníamos que intervenir por una cuestión sistémica. Por una parte, la defensa de los principios de análisis de riesgo del Códex, que tanto nos costó conseguir. Y básicamente, la defensa como país en desarrollo de la base científica que nos dan los grupos de expertos de la FAO-OMS. Pero en realidad me quiero referir a otra cuestión que me parece importantísima en este momento. Y es, durante años, en las discusiones del Códex, me ha asombrado escuchar países en desarrollo, países desarrollados, que hablaban de lo que necesitaban los países en desarrollo, sin preguntarnos si efectivamente era cierto eso que decían que necesitábamos. Hoy, señora presidenta, como nunca, he visto, hay una abrumadora mayoría de países en desarrollo de todas las regiones pidiendo la aprobación de esta sustancia. ¿Dónde están, señora presidenta, los países desarrollados que siempre hablan por estos países en desarrollo y que hoy indudablemente no están escuchando. Por último, realmente me llama la atención y creo que es para la reflexión, porque en cualquier momento me parece que vamos a tener que dejar de utilizar los fertilizantes. Y ahí sí, los países en desarrollo que padecen inseguridad alimentaria quizás deberían empezar a preocuparse también. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. Kenya, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Kenya reiterates that there is need to observe the WTO SPS agreement at COP33, where decisions have to be based on science. However, the Codex Law on consensus has to be adhered to. We also note that the maximum residue levels needs to be declared so that consumers can make an informed decision. And that's all, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. The United States of America, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, for your work today on this difficult issue and for so long to try to move this issue forward. The United States would like to support the interventions of Ghana on behalf of CC Africa, the Philippines, Australia, and so many others today who are supporting the ractopamine MRL and the integrity of the Codex process. The science here is clear. JECFA has determined that ractopamine is safe at the recommended maximum residue levels for beef and pork, muscle meat, fat, liver, and kidney. And JECFA has just explained that the new work on lung tissue will be unlikely to affect the measure before us today. By adopting this MRL, we will create an international standard that our scientific experts are confident will provide a level of safety to protect the health of consumers. This is the Codex mission: to enact standards that protect consumers and ensure fair practices in the trade of safe food, standards that can guide countries as they set their own national policies. If the MRL is adopted, no government will be required to permit the use of the compound in their country. If they do choose to permit that use, they will be able to adopt the Codex standard with knowledge that it is science-based and cannot be legitimately challenged if they trade their products internationally. If they choose not to permit that use, governments will be able to allow imports, confident that these imported meats are safe for consumers when the exporting country has produced this food according to the Codex standard. And most importantly, members that want and need international MRLs but can't undertake the work themselves will have a science-based MRL endorsed by JECFA experts available to them. And for all of us in the room who care deeply about food security issues, as many have expressed, this MRL will facilitate an increase in the efficient production of safe foods and the international movement of these foods, reducing the pressure of higher prices for consumers. Our ability to adopt such standards has made Codex the premier international standard-setting body for food safety, and it has meant that member countries have been able to offer significant protections to their consumers and gain significant benefits. The United States urges adoption of the MRLs for ractopamine, and with this action, affirms that Codex remains able to address important public health issues. Madam Chair, I ask that this be reflected in the record.
Thank you, United States. 2 points on your intervention. And the first is that your rate of speaking was a challenge to to the interpreters who had a hard time keeping up. And this was not only an issue for your intervention, but a number of others in the room. So I must remind you all, please try to moderate your speed of speaking, because when you go too fast, your voice is lost, essentially. The second point is that you requested that the text of your remarks be included in the report. We do not make a practice of doing that. If we did that, we would have to do it for everyone, and we would have a 1,000-page report. We will do our best, as we always do, to capture the spirit of the comment. Thank you very much. Thank you for your understanding. I will take one more intervention from Latvia, possibly two if Latvia is very quick, and then we must break for lunch. Latvia, please.
Merci, Madame le Président. La Lettonie s'oppose à l'établissement des MRL pour la ractopamine et en cas d'absence de consensus, elle soutient la position de l'Union européenne de discontinuer le travail. Merci.
Thank you, Latvia, Slovenia. If you can be as brief, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta. Nuestra delegación quisiera apoyar lo que ha sido expresado por las delegaciones de la Unión Europea, Polonia, Finlandia, Alemania, Noruega y las demás delegaciones que se opusieron de la adopción de esta norma. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Slovenia. We will recess now, but first wait for a housekeeping announcement from the Secretariat regarding events this afternoon. Madam Secretary.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have a very important side event to announce. It's the side event on the Codex Trust Fund meeting with beneficiary countries, with interpretation for beneficiary countries. It will be held from 12:55 to 15, and it will be in room 5-6 on level 3. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, delegates. We have some countries left wishing to speak. We will resume the conversation at 2:30 and then seek our way forward. Thank you, delegates.